something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, you could only be righteous on the basis of the law. Is that right? To be righteous, you had to obey all the law. Then you'd be a righteous man. But did you know there was life before the law? How did man become righteous before the law? Abraham lived before the law. Yet the Bible says that righteousness was set to his account. Righteousness was reckoned to him. How? Why? Because he believed God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In other words, he believed God, and God called him righteous. What about all the wrong things Abraham did? God didn't think about them. He just called a man righteous. There was no law. He says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. Abraham the righteous. Abraham the righteous. Then the law came. What does Paul tell us was the reason for the law? It was added because of transgressions. The Bible says the law was added because of transgressions, meaning that the law was not a part of the system. In other words, it came in at a time for a reason. One, it was added because of transgressions. Two, it was the schoolmaster. You remember that? Galatians chapter 4? The schoolmaster to take them unto Christ. In other words, now you remember what I told you schoolmaster was. He wasn't really a teacher. He was the one, the Mr. Senior Servant, that was sent to take the schoolboys to school and to watch over them while they played. That was the one translated schoolmaster. But it says, now that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now, what am I showing you? Look at it. Before the law, I said, life, there was life. And Abraham was counted righteous by God before the law came. I said, so why did the law come? He says, it was added because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom the promises were made. Galatians. See the way you're looking at me now. So let me take you to Galatians. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Chapter 3, verse 19, you see it there. Are ye there? Read verse 19. Want to go? Good. You see that? He says, why do you serve the law? Paul's asking them. He says, why didn't you serve the law? He said, the law was added because of transgressions. It was not always there. It came at a certain point in history. Life was already going on. Righteousness could already be given. After it was given to Abraham. And he lived before the law. The law was added because of transgressions until the seed should come. And the seed that he was talking about was Christ. Look at verse 16. Read it to me. And that seed which is Christ. So until the seed should come to whom the promises were made. And you know, we are of the generation of Jesus Christ. We belong. You see, we are joint heirs with him. That means when you talk about Christ. Now, did you notice he didn't use the name Jesus? To whom the promises were made. He says, which is what? Christ. He didn't say Jesus. There's a reason. Every time he uses Christ alone, you need to understand what he's talking about. He doesn't leave him without us. We are his body. He is the head. So the promises that were made to him were made to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, now, let me show you this. Look at verse 20, chapter 3. I said verse 20. No, 20, 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Look at it. He said, if ye belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed. As Christ Jesus is his seed. When you read it in verse 16, it says, he said not to seeds as of many. In other words, he wasn't talking about Isaac, Jacob, and the patriarchs. He says, no, he was not talking about seeds as of many. He said, he was talking about one seed, which is Christ. Then he says, if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And we are the seed of Jesus Christ. We are his spiritual seed. So the life of Christ is given to us. He says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Which means the same life that Jesus has is the life that we have. He says, we are partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. What's he telling you? You know, the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Is that right? But when you're born again, there's a change. Now, this is the reason why you have the right to reject every kind of sickness from your body and to refuse to accept any kind of infection. They that are in the flesh, they cannot please God. Why? They are in the senses. They can understand this. They can understand it. They're in the flesh. They're in the senses. If you're in the spirit, the word of God is your life. That's what Moses said to the children of Israel. He said, the commandments. They said, this is your life. He said, it is your wisdom. It is your life. Do you know who you are? Now listen to this. The Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. That means you are born of the word. What does that make you? Paul says, ye are living epistles. Meaning that we are the offspring of the word. Jesus is the living word. But you are also the offspring of the living word. What does that make you? You know, it's too heavy for us to see. Listen, you know, I've told you several times about a certain message that I've been telling you to get. I've called it a people of prophecy. But I think I've talked about it so much, and I'm now even wondering whether or not you got it, one. Secondly, maybe I should preach it again. I think so. Because there's something I'm trying to communicate to you there. When I tell you that we are a people of prophecy, we are made by prophecy. But a lot of us don't understand what prophecy is. I'll tell you what it is. When I say a people of prophecy, it's the same if I said a people of promise. Now, you read that a moment ago when you went to Romans, the 9th chapter, and you read from the 8th verse. All right? He said, the children of the flesh are not the children of God, but that the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And what does the promise refer to? The word. Now, the prophecy we're talking about is the prophecy of the word. Now, while I'm on that, let me just say this. Prophecy is of two categories. The one category is the utterance of a prophet having to do with the revelation of the future. Is that okay? Now that's different. It's a revelation of the future. That's different. Now the second category is the utterance of one inspired of the Holy Ghost as he speaks forth the word of faith. Now when you study in 1 Corinthians in the 14th chapter where it talks about the gifts of prophecy, he says, let the prophets speak, two or three. Let others judge. He says, if anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first finish. So he says, let the first hold his peace. Okay? Let the first one who's been speaking finish. And then you can come up and speak. But there he says, the prophets. Now, everybody who prophesies is not necessarily a prophet. Is that okay? Everybody who prophesies is not necessarily a prophet. That you're prophesying doesn't mean you're a prophet. To be a prophet, first you have to be called into the ministry. All right? You can be given a prophetic utterance without being a prophet. That's up to God. After all, he let the dumb ass speak. Anybody can speak for God. Hallelujah. But the gift of prophecy, the Bible says, is for exhortation, for comfort, and for edification. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to do with a revelation. And here's where many miss it. The gift of prophecy doesn't have to have a revelation behind it. So he says the one who prophesies should speak according to the proportion of faith. It's a faith utterance. It's different from the revelation of a prophet. A prophet has revelations. Now, if I say, thus saith the Holy Ghost, I am with you, be strong, my son, I am with you, and I'm speaking that prophetic utterance, what am I doing? I didn't have to have a vision. I didn't have to have a revelation of your situation. I didn't have to see anything. But I received a word. By faith, I take that word and I speak it unto you. And I don't have to act like, oh my goodness, I don't know what happened to me. Whoa, whoops. You speak according to the proportion of faith.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kano, Patriarch Event Center, Airport Road, beside Immigration Training School, Kano. Worship a dozen Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Mondays, 6 p.m. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 703 092
4030 or +234 802 226 84217,
or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
The gift of prophecy, the Bible says, is for exhortation, for comfort, and for edification. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to do with a revelation, and here's where many miss it. The gift of prophecy doesn't have to have a revelation behind it. So he says, the one who prophesies should speak according to the proportion of faith. It's a faith utterance. It's different from the revelation of a prophet. A prophet has revelations. Now, if I say, thus saith the Holy Ghost, I am with you, be strong, my son, I am with you, and I'm speaking that prophetic utterance, what am I doing? I didn't have to have a vision. I didn't have to have a revelation of your situation. I didn't have to see anything. But I receive a word. By faith, I take that word and I speak it unto you. And I don't have to act like, oh my goodness, I don't know what happened to me. Whoa, whoops. You speak according to the proportion of faith. That's what a minister of God can tell you, next week you are going to be blessed. And he says, I'm prophesying to you. He just realized he uttered a word by faith. And then he says, hey, it's a prophecy. You're going to get it. He probably didn't have any revelation. There didn't have to be a revelation. Prophecy is speaking forth the rhema of God. Now, in your life, if you don't speak, brother, you roast. He says, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means speak words of power. So you become the prophet of your life. You might feel like the most neglected person on the face of the earth. Let me tell you something. You're there at home, and you say, what's your name? What's your name? What? Dennis. Daniel. All right. You might feel like the most neglected person. And you shut your door. You're alone. You're crying because you feel like everything's gone bad. You may be crying. Why you're crying? Say, Daniel, God said the Lord, I am with you, Daniel. I am with you. You said, Daniel, the Lord is your shepherd, Daniel. You shall not want. You may be in pain. You said, Daniel, you're coming out of this pain. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you. You are coming out of it. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we are waiting for somebody to utter a word for us to be blessed. Listen, you are the children of the word. The word concerning you has been given. You don't have to wait for that. The Bible says you are the blessed of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You cannot be cursed. You are blessed. He says you are called to inherit a blessing. Oh, glory to God. Called to inherit a blessing. It's yours. You have come at the right time. Are you hearing me? Yes. You were born for the blessing. You were born for good. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of people, they don't know why their life is the way it is. They say, I believe all the good stuff about God, but I can't see this thing happening in my life. Because you don't know what to say. Look at, God said, hurry out of Sodom. I'm burning it up. He said, angels. He said, get Lord out of that city. And while they were taking Lot out, the angel said, "Don't you look back. Don't you look back. Don't look back." Mrs. Lot looked back. The Bible says she was torn to a pillar of salt. But while they were escaping and forbidden to look back, to look at Sodom, Abraham was looking at the same Sodom. He was looking at Sodom. Why wasn't he torn into a pillar of salt? Because that commandment was not for everybody. Oh, God, a God. Woo! Glory to God. It wasn't for everybody. Are you still there? Let me show you something. He said, as far as your eyes can see. The question is, what do you see? Say this with me. I am not of the flesh. Say it again. I am not of the senses. I am of the spirit. I see with the eyes of the spirit. I know what life I ought to have. And that's the life that I have. Let me show you something. Turn back to the book of Romans. Can I show you something? Book of Romans again. You know, we got to verse 8. I want to show you the verse next door. All right? So I'll read it from verse 8 into verse 9. Verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, you can start crying from the... Lord, I've just been in the flesh. Hey, hold on. Verse 9. But... read it. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. You sit down. You remember Gideon? Gideon was working. An angel came and said, "Hello, mighty man of valor, how are you?" Gideon said, "Huh? Who are you talking to?" He said, "Mighty man of valor, hey, Gideon, don't embarrass me." He said, "I'm from the smallest family, the poorest place. Don't embarrass me." He said, "Listen, Gideon, the Lord is with you." He said, If God is with us, where are all his miracles? Aha. You see the question people ask? But from God's sight, he sees differently. The angel said, "Mighty man of valor." But they were defeated. They were pounded by the Midianites. They were enslaved by them. They lost everything. They were weaklings. They were chickens. Now the angel says, "Hello, Gideon, mighty man of valor." Me? The Lord is with you. How? Look at it. Paul says, "So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh." He says, "You are in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God lives in you." How positive that is. He says, "Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. You are in the spirit. Because you were born into the spirit. You belong in the realm of the spirit." So he's helping you see what is in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh. Whew. My. I know who I am. I said, I know who I am. I know. I got the Holy Ghost. I've got the life of God in me. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I got the life of God in me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I've got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. cannot stay in my body. Disease cannot reside in me. Glory to God. I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. The Bible says you are more than conquerors. You see, we have been so maltreated, ill-treated by people and the things they said to us. Some of us, maybe when you were growing up, they called you all kinds of names. Bigot, good for nothing. They told you all kinds of things. And you found it hard as you were growing up. Maybe they told you you'd never be a success. As you were growing up, you carried all those things with you. You came from Egypt with all of them. Drop them in, dump them, drop them, leave them behind. You are a new person. This new creation is superior to the devil. Hey, are you born again?
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kano, Patriarch Event Center, Airport Road, beside Immigration Training School, Kano. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Mondays, 6 p.m. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-703-092-4030 or +234-802-226-84217 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.